Defining stem cells as energy is a different way of looking at things and a way that we might well consider. Stem cells are undifferentiated cells capable of giving rise to infinitely more cells of the same type, and from which certain other kinds of cells arise by differentiation. Now, stem cells are sort of fascinating concepts because the body is made up of stem cells, and all of the things that go on in the body are made up of stem cells, all of the organs, actions, and functions, but they are all supported by energy. Now, the stem cells come from some useful differentiation, because a stem cell, at least the totipotent, or all potent stem cells, and the multipotent stem cells, and the pluripotent stem cells, are all what they use to describe these things. But what does it mean? Whatever it means, it means how these stem cells function and work together, and how they can expand and be something. We're talking primarily about the original stem cells, the undifferentiated cell. And as we talk about the undifferentiated cell, we talk about it being totipotent. That is, it is potentially able to be anything, anything. And pluripotent is anything from the human body from which it is brought. But a totipotent is anything in the universe. So, what is it, then, that we're thinking of as stem cells? Well, we're thinking of stem cells as, for instance, the energy is the strength and vitality required to sustain physical or mental activity. Fascinating. Energy. That is what stem cells really are. And energy is the activity, for instance, that goes on within an atom. And as in an atom, it is a positively charged nucleus made up of neutrons and protons surrounded by a cloud of negatively charged electrons. Now, isn't that fascinating? But that's what it is. It's energy, it's movement. And that is what differentiation does with totipotent cells. And these stem cells are made up of atoms. And they're made up of atoms that are active and moving. Atoms are held together in molecules by sharing electrons. And this is what the stem cells are, the sharing of electrons. Now, we've been talking about and thinking about and listening about stem cells and worrying about stem cells and how it can be utilized and defined and how it can be worked with. And it becomes very complex and becomes very important and very interesting. But truly, what is it that we are talking about? We're talking about a universal concept called energy. This universal concept called energy can activate itself or be activated in any one of an infinite number of ways, because there are an infinite number of expressions of energy on just this planet Earth, not even counting the universes and universes that we haven't seen and are unaware of. But the thing is, when we can think of stem cells as energy, then we take a different look at them. And energy is something that can easily be, not manipulated, but easily be utilized and worked with through the mind. Our mind has the capacity to take the energy of the universe and apply it to any purpose we wish. And we do that. We take the energy of the universe and we apply it with our ideas, with our thoughts, with our dreams, our goals, with all these mental apparatuses, these mental attitudes, these mental ways of doing things. And it's quite fascinating. But we take it away from the stem cell aspect. We take it away from something that is mystical and something that is so special that it frightens the scientists and it frightens people because they are afraid that things will come out of this that they don't want to come out of it. They think that we might be monkeying with Mother Nature. We might be fooling with the infinite causation of all. And as we fool with the infinite causation of all, we are putting causes into motion that might bring about results that we don't really want. The atomic bomb is a good expression of that. The atomic bomb is the energy of the atom used as a destructive purpose. And yet, the atomic energy is used to create electricity and an infinite number of other things that society uses and generates all the time. Now, that's going from one extreme to another. And as we go from one extreme to another, we sometimes forget the middle ground. But if we are really spiritually illumined beings, if we are really beings who are working on our highest and best, we have no concern about any misuse or use of energy. All we do is say, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. I know how to beneficially use this energy to accomplish any goal of my heart. Now, if we approach it from that point of view, and unfortunately, too often we don't, but if we approach it from that point of view, we are putting a cause in motion that is universally beneficial. We are putting a cause in motion that is the divine right program to be done for all humanity and to be done for its total purpose. And this is really something quite fantastic. It's something quite amazing. We define stem cells, how interesting that is too. We define stem cells as energy. And as we define stem cells as energy, we look at stem cells from a totally different point of view. We look at them as something that have no morals to them, that have no aspects to them that is a humanistic point of view, even though they are very human. They are universal. They're totipotent. They're able to be and perform themselves in any manner whatsoever. They can be a human body, a human mind, a human brain. It can be a human cell of any kind. It can do any of these things. Or it can be an animal cell. Or it can be an energy cell. It can be a hurricane cell. It can be anything where energy is being activated. And energy is being activated everywhere. So today, as we consider what we are thinking about, we're not really worried what stem cells are and what they do and what energy is and what it does. We are merely recognizing that there is a power in this universe, so grand and so glorious, and it is a power that is supported by energy, and it is activated in stem cells. It is universally present everywhere, and it's our privilege to think about it and say, the stem cells of the universe are functioning in their ideal pattern. They're functioning in their ideal way. The stem cells of the universe are magnificent and just exactly what we expect of them. The energy of the universe is exactly what we expect of them. The atoms have this energy within them that is so tremendously powerful, so tremendously a fantastic portion of energy that can light a city. Yes, imagine that from our physical point of view. And this energy is available to us. We don't have to smash the atom. We don't have to do anything except to put it into motion by our thought. And as we put it into motion by our thought, we get fantastic results. We get amazing responses to what is going on. It's a technical subject. Everything is a technical subject. But in truth, it's as simple as saying, all is in divine order. knowing all is in divine order, and all the energy of the universe, all the power of the universe, unites to accomplish whatever we speak our word for. Because whatever we speak our word for, that already exists. And we are merely making it active according to our word, active according to our thought, active according to our choice. And how wonderful that is. And how great it is for us to be able to do that, and to know that, and to live in this totipotent activity of the energy of the universe, of the stem cells, of anything at all. And we are the creator, and we are the created, and we are the fulfilled of all that is. And how great that is.